Namaste. My name is Suri Simra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about a famous gospel singer revealed to the CC Vinance. What it means to sing gospel. For so long I was waiting for somebody who has the bones to stand up and tell me what is real gospel and what not. This has been done by the famous gospel singer C.C. Vinance. I've sung bhajans in India and gospel in African church and have heard this awful singing for the Lord from the famous singer, with no connection to the Lord or even was not coming out of the heart. One of my dear singers is and was Whitney Houston, and her gospels are awful. That was my conclusion when I saw her. Her speech, I don't care how much money or fame they have, if they don't have Jesus, they are lost. So, I'm a Christian, still I support what she's saying to 100%. You are listening to demonic stuff and you don't know what is going on. When you sing bhajans or gospels, you connect to the Lord. You feel the Lord when you're singing. Your heart is opening. This is what I mean. And I don't care how nice I sing. I care that my emotions are directed to the Lord. We have to understand what true worship is. Worship is not about the song that you sing, but it is with your relationship with Jesus and your heart for God. This is true for all the other gods, also from other religions. Okay. Your life is more important than what you do on stage. God opened up many doors for me, but it was not for me. The enemy, pride, fame, money, Satan, how you call it, opens up doors too. God opens up doors to please him or to honor him. Think over the thing in the church and want the love, the appreciation of the auditorium. If this door is not for all, for honoring or and pleasing God, then this is not him. It is a door for Satan. And for that door, you don't have to have faith or pray. Faith and money are good enough. Yes, the thing for my faith and money. But I want to be a great actor, a great singer, but this is not about God. Don't get tricked by the Satan. Be honest, if you sing gospel, holy music, or bhajans, then you sing them for the Lord and not for fame. Money. You want to please God, and then you aim to please the Lord with everything what you do. Yes, and most of the things do even come not your way. It becomes difficult. We are stressed out, still following God. Everybody has to suffer to go the inner path and to follow God. Sometimes very, very much. Okay? One of her dearest friends was Whitney Houston, and her gospel was about great beats. You got hooked up by the beats, and it was demonic stuff that she is telling. God said, you are for me or against me. There is no between. God said, you are for me or against me. There is no between. The biggest deception from Satan is in between. Show me any religious scripture that is in between. They exist now. I have read all the religious scripture. You choose God, and if you don't choose God, then in between is the Satan, or it's not God. Jesus said, being hot or cold and not lukewarm. Living your faith only when it is convenient, that is BS. Our action should align with our faith. We have to believe first. Put God first in your life and focus on pleasing Him and live in Him. Everything else will be added. So too, most of all famous gospel chorus, like the Chicago Gospel Choir, even don't sing out of the heart. You go to a normal African church, even in Europe, they sing for Jesus and Jesus will come and miracles will happen, and not this artificial BS gospel chorus. This is blasphemy. And you look that there is a healer. It's awesome. And even I'm not a Christian. Imagine your entire body is paralyzed. No one can help you. And the treatments are awful. And you praise the Lord. I don't care what Lord is yours. For me, every Lord from every religion works. And even repeat, thank you, God. Thank you for my life. After 7 hours, I left the hospital on my own. Traumatized. But I could do it, no? Waiting for my friend to bring me to a check at the next hospital. Then an old friend called me. He's even atheist. I told him what had happened, and he said again, how many times has the Lord saved my life?